Good morning, everybody. I wanted to talk a little bit about almost got here. Here we go. She wants to go with mom. There you go. So this morning, as you came into church, on the front, very front cover of the bulletin, it always tells you what day of the church year it is. And I didn't ask you to bring a bulletin. I was wondering, does anybody remember? Did you look and remember what it said this week? Anybody remember? Congregation, let's help out. What does it say? Proper 29. There's a season where every Sunday is called Proper 12, Proper 13, Proper 15, etc. How many numbers does it go up to? If today is Proper 29, does anybody know how high that number goes? So she's going to guess 30. Does anybody else have a guess for us? How high does it go? 30 would make sense, so that can't be right, right? The answer is it goes up to Proper 29. How about, do you buy that? You're mystified. Absolutely. No, I gotcha. It goes up to Proper 29. So today is the last Sunday. There's a whole season of the year called the season of Pentecost. We're called the season of the propers. And today is the last one. Now, what happens after today? What's next Sunday? Advent, right? So today we have Proper 29. That's half a year. Did you guys know all these other seasons? The other half of the church year has all these seasons. One half of the year is one season. The other half is five seasons. So next season is Advent. What comes after Advent? Oop, I got the wrong one up there. Advent, then Christmas. Which one is the best one? Christmas is, of course. What's after Christmas? Big long word. Epiphany, right? And then after Epiphany is Lent and Easter. So Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, that's one half of the year. And Proper 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 29 are the other half of the year. That's how it works. So today is the end of the church year. And because it's the end of the church year, our gospel lesson was about the end of human history here on earth. At the end, you know what happens? Jesus returns for us, right? That's what goes on. That's what we're going to talk about today, that the Lord is coming again. I don't know when that is, but we do celebrate the end and his return at the end of the church year. And at the end of the church year, we go back to the next church year and do that season again, right? So today, Proper 29. Next week will be Advent 1, right? Advent 1. And after Advent is everybody's favorite season, which is Christmas. All right, right around the corner, guys. All right, thanks for coming up. You guys can return back to your spots. And while they return, we will sing the hymn of the day.